Blog Talk Radio.
So welcome everyone, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. This is Master Robin and May, and we welcome you to our weekly radio session of soul healing for animals, nature, Mother Earth, and all souls. So as we align with nature, as we align with Mother Earth, as we align with heaven, this is when we will experience the oneness, the love, the peace, and the harmony that all souls are seeking at this time. So our focus today is on animal communication. So it is so important, actually, that we communicate with the animals, because this is our true nature, is to connect with the animals and to connect with nature. So along the way, we have lost our connection and we are more connected with our minds rather than deeply connected with our hearts and our souls. So it is all about returning to oneness at this time. And then we will be much happier and healthier. The animals will be happier and healthier. The animals' environment will be happier and healthier. So it is very important, actually, that we open our spiritual channels. And then we can actually hear the messages from the animals. They can share their wisdom and teachings with us, and also let us know how we can serve them at this time, because they need so much love, they need so much care and assistance at this time. So let us close our eyes. Very warm here today in Sydney. It is summer. We love summer. So May was just outside getting some vitamin D in the sun. And animals are so connected to what they need. So they know that it is important for them to be sitting in the sun for a certain period of time each day. And it is the same for human beings. We need the connection with the sun, because the sun gives us so much. So as I was about to start the program, then I was thinking about May, and May walked in. So that's how connected we can be with our animals, that when we really become one with our dogs, our cats, our budgies, our horse, we are actually communicating with them all the time. So the animal communication, when we hear the messages, it's like it takes this communication to a different level, and we can connect with other animals. For example, the orangutans or the pandas, the elephants. So we can communicate with them to ask them how we can serve them or the message that they would like to share with us. So it's like we can always open our spiritual channels more and more to hear more clearly, to be more connected with the animals and our environment. So that is the wonderful thing about our spiritual journey. Is that we can always open our hearts more, we can always purify more deeply, we can learn higher and higher wisdom. Our soul communication abilities can increase more and more. So it is a very exciting journey that we are on. So take a moment to reflect on this at this time. How could you serve, or how could you benefit? How could your pets benefit from animal communication? And if your spiritual channels are not open right now, I'm actually running, I run classes, I do sessions to teach people how to open their spiritual channels so that they can communicate with animals and nature. So another thing that I actually do is I do, I talk to other people's pets and animals and ask them what they need at this time. So it's been extremely helpful to many pet owners to hear the messages from the animals, what they need, and then they can actually serve them in the highest possible way. So you no longer need to guess what your beloved pet needs. You can simply ask them. So it's a very direct way of finding solutions. It could be to health problems, could be to emotional imbalances like anxiety, fears, phobias that they may have, or even relationship blockages that they have, maybe a cat and a dog in the same household, or a dog down the road. There may be aggression towards, so any aspect of your pet's life, actually. So let us call the divine love, peace, harmony, rainbow light ball. So this is a beautiful treasure that comes from heaven. So to connect with this treasure, we simply say, dear the divine love, peace, harmony, rainbow light ball, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. Please come from heaven. Please come and sit in our Mingmen acupuncture point. So the Mingmen acupuncture point, you draw a line from your belly button to your back. And this is a key point to actually connect with the Tao, the source, the highest frequency and vibration within us. And this actually, when we focus in this point, we are in the oneness. So you will feel much greater oneness. So please, dear the divine love, peace, harmony, radiate, love, peace, harmony, rainbow light bulb, please radiate your greatest love, peace, and harmony at this time throughout our bodies, throughout our pet bodies. Please radiate your greatest love, peace, and harmony to all of the animals, nature, and Mother Earth at this time for what is appropriate as we chant, as we sing the source soul song of love, peace, and harmony to serve unconditionally. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So dear the divine, dear the Tao, source, countless spiritual mothers and fathers, heaven, saints, animals, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. Please bless our practice today. Please assist us to open our hearts and our souls to serve in our highest capacity by bringing the love, peace, and harmony, the message of love, peace, and harmony to Mother Earth that is so greatly needed at this time. We are deeply, deeply grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we invite all of the animals, all of the pets, Mother Earth, all animals, all nature souls, all souls of humanity, one thing. Please join us. Let us chant love, peace, and harmony to create love, peace, and harmony. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So let us do one round of love, peace, and harmony. It's so important. I call each and every one of you to chant love, peace, and harmony at least 15 minutes a day to serve the animals, to serve nature, humanity, all souls, Mother Earth, so that we may join together as one. So visualizing this beautiful rainbow light, you can visualize yourself. Visualize all souls in the beautiful rainbow light ball and all souls joining together as one, being filled with the greatest love, peace, and harmony. So let us chant. We'll do the soul language, the English, and then the Chinese. Yeah. Feeling your heart opening, your soul opening, feeling the presence of all of the animals, feeling a deep connection with nature, feeling the connection with beloved Mother Earth, and really feeling that alignment. So humanity aligning with the animals, with nature and Mother Earth. So as we align and feeling the alignment with the divine, the Tao, and the source. So when we are in this alignment, when we are fully present to what is taking place around us, present to our beloved animals, you have pets with you today, present to the nature around you, you could have plants wherever you are, or a backyard, flowers, trees, connected with, even connected with the sky, the expansiveness of the sky. So it is key for us to take the time to receive the higher frequencies and vibrations from the divine, the Tao, the source, to receive the frequency and vibration from also Mother Earth. So the more we can open our hearts, the more we can receive. And this is true for our soul communication abilities and our animal communication abilities. So let us do a short practice today. So we are going to practice, we are going to focus in our Mingmen acupuncture point, because we actually have four spiritual channels. We have our soul language channel, which is the foundational channel. Then we have the direct soul communication channel. Then we have the third eye channel, which is how we see the spiritual images through this channel. And then we have the direct knowing channel. So, and actually all of these spiritual channels, they begin at the Mingmen acupuncture point. So they begin in our lower abdomen. So let us do a practice today to clear any blockages that we have in our Mingmen acupuncture point, our Mingmen area. And as we clear the blockages, it is much easier for the soul communication to flow. So you can continue to visualize the divine love, peace, harmony, rainbow light ball in the Mingmen area. Visualize this beautiful rainbow light that is radiating out from the Love Peace Harmony Rainbow Light Ball, and we will connect with the outer souls to ask them to also bless our Mingmen acupuncture point. So let us do a short forgiveness practice. So visualizing this beautiful rainbow light ball, you can place both palms on your lower abdomen below your navel, or one palm below your navel, the other palm on your Mingmen acupuncture point. So let us ask for forgiveness. So why do we ask for forgiveness? Because this is the fastest way to self clear the sentient blockages. So the sentient blockages are the spiritual blockages, the blockages in our heart, our minds, our consciousness, and the energy and matter. So let us begin. So dear the divine, dear the Tao source, the countless spiritual mothers and fathers, heaven, saints, animals, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you, we bow to you. We, our pets, and our ancestors sincerely apologize for all of the mistakes that we have made, all of the mistakes that our ancestors have made in this lifetime and in previous lifetimes. So we particularly apologize for any negative mindsets, negative attitudes, beliefs, attachments, ego. We sincerely apologize for all of our heart blockages, any selfishness, anger, lack of wisdom, greed, any power struggles, desires, and more. We sincerely apologize for all of the mistakes that we have made that have caused separation between us and heaven. All the mistakes that we have made that have caused separation between others and heaven. We sincerely apologize. We sincerely apologize for any hurt or harm that we have caused any animal soul, any nature soul, and the hurt and harm that we have caused Mother Earth. We are so deeply sorry. And in order to receive forgiveness, we will serve. It is our greatest honor to serve all souls unconditionally. It's our greatest honor to serve the animals, to serve nature, to serve Mother Earth, to serve all souls. So today we will serve by chanting Da I, the greatest love. And dear the divine, dear the Tao, dear the source, dear countless spiritual Muslim fathers, heaven, saints, animals, dear the soul of Da I, the greatest love. And dear the source, Linglong calligraphy Da'ai. So Master Shah has given calligraphies in the Soul Healing Miracles book and also Soul Over Matter. So if you have these books, you can open this up to Da'ai. And we will trace, you can trace the calligraphy, the pathway of the calligraphy. So dear the source, Linglong calligraphy, Da'ai, the countless saints, saints, animals, heavens, treasures connected to and within. We love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. And dear the mantra of Da'ai, we love, honor, deeply appreciate you. As we chant Da'ai, please offer blessings to our Mingmen acupuncture point. And our beloved, our pets, Mingmen acupuncture point. As we chant Da'ai, we are chanting for all of the animals to offer our greatest love to all of the animals, to all of nature, to beloved Mother Earth, to humanity, to all souls, so that we may join together as one in the greatest love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So let us now chant greatest love and Da'ai. So visualize the love, peace, harmony, rainbow light bulb continue to bless our Mingmen acupuncture point and radiate this beautiful rainbow light. So Let's begin as we chant. We invite all the animals, all nature, all humanity, one thing. Please join us, chant with us. We invite countless planets, stars, galaxies, universes, the sun, the moon, all of heaven, the Tao Source. Please join us. Please chant Da I, greatest love with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We continue to visualize this beautiful rainbow light ball in your Mingmen area. Really focus your mind in that area and let us chant with all of our hearts to clear these blockages. Da I, da I, da I, da I, da Mingmen area, it is radiating the most brilliant rainbow light, clearing blockages in their Mingmen area, so opening, assisting to open our soul communication abilities, also to boost our kidney energy, boost our foundational energy, and bless all of our lives, actually, as we focus here. So let us continue. Greatest love, greatest love, greatest greatest love to the animal, greatest love to all nature. Blockages in our Mingmen acupuncture point. And feel, even as we are focusing in our Mingmen acupuncture point, feel your heart opening. So everything is connected. As we build a stronger foundation, our hearts will automatically open. Let us chat for a few more minutes. Da I da greatest love. Chanting Da'ai to all of the souls around you. All of the animal souls, nature souls, chanting greatest love to Mother Earth, to heaven and beyond, to all our spiritual Muslim fathers, all of the heaven saints animals, all of our beloved pets are benefiting greatly as we do this practice. Greatest love melts all blockage. 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 Feel the love. Fully open to receive this love. The more you can open your heart, the more you can open your soul, the more you can receive. So I'm now going to offer you a soul operation. This is like a spiritual operation that uses laser light. This soul operation is for you and your pets, anyone who is listening at this time, anyone who will listen in the future. So this soul operation will clear many, many blockages as appropriate in the main area that persists. Many, many aspects of your life and your pet's life. So opening your hearts and souls to receive at this time. So I'll just prepare to offer this blessing. Soul operation start for you and your pet, for your Ming Men, as appropriate. So the laser light has cut open this area. There is now a huge amount of divine light that is radiating into this area. And at the same time that the light is coming in, there are many, many blockages are being cleared. Some of the blockages are very dense. They are very, they've been there for a long time. And they have been there for many lifetimes. There is like grey smoke that is being removed at this time. And as I continue to offer this blessing that is light, that is going into this area of you and your pet is so immense, to assist you to clear these blockages. The Ming Men is a very key point for, as I said, foundational energy. Balances the Ming Men fire, Ming Men water, assist to boost the kidney energy, the kundalini. It assists us to open our spiritual channels, blesses our relationships, finances, increases intelligence and more, boosts energy, stamina, vitality and unity. So this is a big blessing today that heaven has guided me to offer for you and your pets. Thirty more seconds. it's closing now. Incision. We do the divine stitches. Smoothing over, and we say, how. Thank you. We thank the divine. We are so grateful. We thank all the spiritual mothers and fathers who brought the light. Thank you. Wonderful. So now keep your focus in the Mingmen area. I'm now going to do a soul communication. And today the communication will be with Lao Tzu. So Lao Tzu is very famous for the Tao Te Ching. He's a Taoist saint. But I love the dealing. So I'm going to ask Lao Tzu to share with us the power and significance of opening our spiritual channels, to open our animal communication abilities at this time. So opening your heart to receive this message is also love. Blessing. So any soul communication is not only a message, but it is also a blessing. So let me connect with you. Please share with us the power and significance of opening our spiritual channels and opening our animal communication abilities at this time on Mother Earth. So how, my dearest and most beloved sons, daughters, and animal companions, I love each and every one of you. I thank you for allowing me to serve in this way. This is a very key question, my dearest ones. For so many animals are suffering at this time. So much of nature is being affected by pollution, by clearing. So much of nature is being impacted by floods, fires, by toxic chemicals going into Mother Earth, also rubbish and more that is going into the oceans to pollute the oceans. There is truly so much taking place at this time that is hurting and harming the animals. To open your spiritual channels, to open your animal communication abilities, is to serve in a very powerful way. Not only will your heart be deeply touched by the messages of the animals, but you will have a much greater insight on how you can serve these beloved souls. How you can assist them and their environment. There are many, many animals facing extinction at this time. If there is not much greater transformation that takes place on Mother Earth and much greater service by humanity, the destruction will continue. I encourage each and every one of you to spend the time doing the practice that you did.
is today that Master Robin led you through. The fastest way for you to gain your soul communication, animal communication ability, is through service. So I encourage each and every one of you to meditate, to chant for the animals, nature, Mother Earth, to also pray for the animals' safety, for their environment, and to work on your animal communication and soul communication abilities. This is my message for you today. There is much, much more I would like to share with you, but I will do that at a later time. I love you all. I thank you for your great love and dedication and commitment to your animal companions' health and happiness, and to the health, happiness of all of the animals on Mother Earth, their environment, and nature. Thank you for your loving and kind service. I love you all. How. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, beloved, out there, for this beautiful message. We are very grateful. Thank you. So wonderful. So it is actually very key at this time for us to really work on this, opening our spiritual channels and being able to communicate, because through this communication, we are aligning with the animals. We can spread awareness. We can assist others to know what to do as well. We can lead the way in serving the animals. So we need many, many beloved souls with that desire in their heart to serve the animals. So I invite each and every one of you. I have a animal communication and blessing session coming up today. It is in roughly 2 hours from now. And what we will be doing is, in the first hour, we will chant. We will serve the animals. We will chant. We will also build our foundation, open our hearts. And in the second hour, we will be communicating with the animals. I will give you some guidance on how to do this, offer you some blessings, and we'll receive many messages from the animals on how we can serve them. If your pets are with you, we will communicate with our pets as well. So the time goes very quickly, 2 hours. So whatever heaven guides me to do, I will be doing today. You can join via live stream. So if you go to my Facebook page, Robin Rice, R-O-B-Y-N-R-I-C-E, you click on the link to live stream. That'll bring you to live stream. I will also try to put some of this on Facebook. So it is live on Facebook. It is very easy to access. So it's going to be a very beautiful session. May and I love each and every one of you with all of our hearts and our souls. We close our practice. We say, how. Thank you. We thank Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha for all of the wisdom, soul secrets, knowledge, practical techniques that he shares with us so generously. We thank the Divine, the Tao, the Source, all of our spiritual mothers and fathers. We thank the Source Lingguang Calligraphy Da'ai. We thank the Mantra Da'ai. And I thank each and every one of you for joining May and I today. We thank your beloved animal friends. We thank all of the souls that joined us, chant with us today to help to create love, peace, and harmony on Mother Earth for the animals, for nature, for humanity, and all souls. This is the ultimate goal. So we send you our deepest love, and we look forward to connecting with you in just a few hours. So thank you, everyone. I love you, everyone. Bye-bye. We will be with you again tomorrow. Sorry, not tomorrow. We'll be with you again in 2 hours, but we will be with you again next week. So love you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.